We're back from recess. Next appointment is John and Anna Lasiak. Teleconference.
Please enter your account code.
Hello, this is Ms. Lasiak?
Correct.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. You all had asked for a scheduled time to talk about a parcel of property for the BOE.
Right.
Are you ready to talk with us?
Yeah.
We have the Board of Equalization here. Everyone can hear you. We have you on speakerphone. And hopefully you can hear all of us when the time comes. But would you like to make a presentation regarding this parcel of property?
What is it?
It's a lot in Branson, Missouri.
It's a lot that is in Branson, Missouri. It is in the Falls subdivision.
Yeah. Lot 9 or something like that, right?
That's correct.
Number 9.
It says...
This is my apartment.
Lot 14.
And you have the paper where we send it to you, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. But not all of them, because I call the... Mr. Bob, he's got a couple of them for sale. You know, change it and... So, I don't know if he deliver for you, give it to you, or not.
Mr. Bob,
we have some different evidence on a contract for the sale of real estate and a couple of other documents. Let me click into them here. So, we have information that has been forwarded to us, yes.
Okay.
Lane, scroll up. That's the bottom.
What I'm showing here is that the property has been listed for 4 or 5 years. You feel that it's been overvalued by the assessor's office. You show that the purchase price was $200,000, and you are stating here that you're changing the listing to 49.9?
You're correct.
So my assumption is that's what you'd like to see it lowered in valuation to.
Right, because all the people, we have different thoughts before when we bought it, and now older people, and now I'm not going to stay over there and think something that I'm going to make some kind of business or something. Too late now. So we figured that was a good idea to sell it. So that's why we put almost not even
$50,000.
Where's this property at, James? It's in the Falls?
Yes, on the back side. What's the value of those others?
This is sometime around here.
That one right there. 44 times 3, that's the same value, basically. Go down.
What we're doing while you're hearing nothing from us is we have a map on the wall, and we're looking at the properties that are around your property and what they are valued at. And right now it looks like everything's...
It's the same square footage.
Is identical in square footage for valuation.
Oh, so that would be for valuation?
It was, yes. This is for assessment purposes. So what will happen then, obviously, is this assessed value that you've received and that you see on your property, the levies will be levied against that. This is not your taxes. But let me tell you that at the first of the year comes reassessment again in Taney County and in every county in the state of Missouri. It's the odd-numbered years. So the assessor will be going back and revaluing properties throughout Taney County. Now, we're, unless we can see, and we're looking as she's scrolling through different properties, that you are treated differently than those other properties, it's probably going to stay the same. Am I right, James?
That's correct for this even numbered year.
Talking to that phone thing. Anna, can you hear us? Do you have anything else to say, James? You want to address this for us?
No. Thank you.
Ms. Lasiak, if in fact we find some difference that would cause us to lower this, this property is going to stay valued the same, but we are going to send you a notice in the mail within the next 7 days, which will allow you to appeal our decision to the State Tax Commission. If you're not happy with what we do, we're going to keep our eye on all the values of those properties out there, though, I assure you.
Okay. But my husband, he would just try to tell me for so many years paying taxes and try to sell it for almost 5 years, like you see it, and there is nobody, and it's pretty hard for us what we should do. I mean, if we're not going to pay the taxes or going over there do the things, because he's 80 years old already and not so healthy, and I am same thing, 72 and still not so, like older people. And if we're not going to pay taxes, what are we going to do? The government going to take it or? I mean, that's a question.
Well, yeah, the consequences for not paying taxes are not good, but we are going to be looking at the values of all properties in Taney County as of January 1st.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hopeful that if you have your property listed and you have it listed at a price that it's going to sell for, I'm hoping that it does sell for you.
I hope so. It's pretty hard everywhere. I understand. And we'll see. I mean, then after we're going to have the note on the January or whatever, or 7 days.
Well, we're going to send you our decision in writing in the next 7 days.
Okay.
And you'll have an option in there if you want to appeal that decision. But what I'm telling you is that in the odd-numbered year, which is coming up on January 1, the assessor will be revaluing property in the county.
Oh, okay.
And certainly this property will be looked at, just as all others will be as well.
Okay. Because I guess everybody has a problem now.
Certainly a lot of people do. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody gave you 20,000, that's enough. That's enough. That's losing loss.
Yeah, like my husband, he says. Even 20,000 somebody give us, I mean, so it would be not so bad, because, I mean, what are we going to do?
Like,
so then we will find out till January or whatever.
I cannot pay a taxes, that's the loss whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you give me 20,000.
At least 20,000, so it will cover a little bit.
I understand.
Yeah. Oh, so then after a week or something, we or January, we will know what that's going on because he's going to go, I mean, you know, with the...
Yes.
We can pay.
No.
Or maybe later on there will be, we will...
No.
I don't know. We'll sell it or whatever.
What will happen is we're going to notify you within a week. But come November, you'll receive a tax bill for the property that's owed.
Okay.
Just the same as all other taxpayers.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So we'll try the best we can, but we'll see. If there will be for sale or something later, we're going to talk about it with the guy over there. I mean, real estate business. So, and before we drive over there so many times, now we cannot drive. So it's easy to call and let him know what we can think about it, and who knows what happens.
Let me wish you the best. We're gonna send you a letter within the next 7 days.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye bye.
That's what we know, right?
Yes.
From now on.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Is that property located?
It's in the Stinger development. Is that all those lots, isn't it, on that back road? Over by Falls Parksway?
Did that particular portion of his development, did he file bankruptcy in there?
Not on that.
Not on that one, no.
He got all that sold.
He had a couple lots in his name still, I think. But, yeah, that's the development that never took off. It's been there. How many years have been there?
They bought it in the
90s? Yeah.
The reason I laughed, by the way, if you didn't hear it, she told me to stop it.
Is that on the same side of the road as where all those storage buildings are at?
No, it's down, there's a hotel in the corner, and then there's a cut road that goes from there, goes to like, what's that hotel in the way at the very end? Rose?
Yeah, Lou Allen Cemetery's up at the top.
Parking lot down there.
Move your mouse up on by Dakota. The Dakota.
Yeah.
That's the storage unit right there, Danny.
Where's the Lou Allen Cemetery?
It's to the left of that.
There.
Yeah, that's what it is. And on the right side is the, what's that, condos?
I know what you're talking about there. There's two sets of condos, one up the one on the end, and then you drive one down, there's another one down there.
Yeah.
Is this Epps?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Lou Allen Cemetery right beside it.
Yeah.
And then we come back here. Is this property here? Or is
there. Yeah. It's that loop road. Basically, the only thing on there is a couple hotels and that Yellow Rose.
Oh, yeah. We had the sale of that corner at the time, which was, and we deducted, we did a lot of obsolescence to get, we lowered that to $135,000. I think that was about 5 years ago. That's actually where Rondo Fullerton's brother lived.
Right, Wallace.
Wallace. That's not Wallace, what was the other one? The
Rondo.
Rondo and Wallace and the other one.
Yeah.
The brother Fullerton lived there.
Okay,
that always took care of the Shepherd of the Hills horses.
Christy, next.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby, would you like to step up to the podium with us?
Oh, that's all right. Or I can stay here.
Well,
would you rather have me up there?
We're broadcasting.
I would prefer because we're broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
And we're recording, so that will allow you to be recorded along with us.
Okay.
Let me get your property up here. How are you today, Mr. Kirby?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you, fellas and ladies?
Okay. And this?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. James, is this vacant?
No, it's got a house on it.
Oh, there it is. I see. Sorry. And it is located?
At Acacia Club.
Got it.
Jim, this is the house next to your mother's house.
Yeah. I recognize the driveway.
Yeah.
If I'm reading this correctly, we're looking at a total valuation of residential property of $153,334. Is that what you have, James?
That's what I have. And I don't have Mr. Kirby's full packet.
All we have is the application.
Okay. What's he asking?
Really, I just came to kind of ask some questions.
Oh,
you go right ahead.
Okay. Like I said, this house is situated next to Jim's mother's house, former house. These properties are very similar in that they have the same builder, the same suppliers, the same subs, and basically the same square feet. I had my home built like in 2003, something like that. And Jim's mother and her husband Chuck purchased their home, I think about 2 years later, maybe in 2005, something like that, for around $170,000. That home's supposed to close today. It listed out finally at $139,900. Whether they got $139,900 for it or not, I'm not real sure. But anyway, my research with speaking with Rolfing and a few realtors, Ann Symington and Andy. I can't remember Andy's last name.
The real estate agent?
Yeah.
Andrews?
Andrews, that's right. I knew it was close to something like that. Anyway, these houses are running about thirty-five percent off of prior assessment, prior to fair market values. And my question before the board here is, if these homes are all, and all these areas are going to be reassessed, are these lower valuations going to be taken into account to start lowering some of these taxes on these homes?
Yes, that would be a consideration, but we're going to have to, it'll come through the market studies and everything that we have to do.
How soon is that going to happen?
It wouldn't happen until January 1 of 2013, based on this even-numbered year. But, Kirby, I'm a little concerned. Is that arrow pointing at the house you're comparing your house to?
No.
That house versus?
Yes.
See, I'm... As an assessor sitting here, I'm seeing some architectural design on your house versus the other house. It appears to be a rectangular built house. I'm seeing I'm not seeing two similar houses.
Well, square footage they are.
Well, sure, square footage it could be, but...
But that'd be my other question. Square footage, they're basically about the same, okay?
Right.
Now, when you come up, James, when you come up, like, where you show... your base area, square feet.
Yes.
Then you have an adjusted area. Where do you derive your base area?
Your base area is what we call living space.
My living space is only around 15-something. It's not even 1,600 square feet.
Well, we could come out and remeasure that.
Because I've got the appraisal here that it's only 1,596 or something like that.
Well, what appraisals say it's worth?
Well, that's 2 years ago or so, or three. There's no, what I'm saying here today is if it was appraised, according to Rolfing, just like the home next to me, it's going to go down 15 to whatever percent.
Well, that would be great information to have if you want to bring that in. We don't, We don't question information such as that because we're unofficial appraisers and they are official appraisers.
Right. So that's, you know, that's basically that's what we're looking at. Now these other now your adjusted area, where do you derive your adjusted area?
That's your
area?
Porches, your garages, your foyers, or anything that they're adjusted in at a
smaller amount,
slight percentage. Basically.
Slight.
Yes.
Okay. Now let me go down here to the improvements. Where do you derive your figure for your improvements?
Well, we pull in and we grade the house.
Okay.
We've graded your house slightly over an average house in Taney County.
Okay.
A D is an average house. Yours is graded as a C minus.
Okay.
The architectural design, which a lot of I was a builder. Mm-hmm. I know when you make a right angle on a house or on a roof and you add the extra roofs over the porches and stuff, that it costs more money.
Sure.
I'm looking at several different things that doesn't, this house has to be graded above an average house in Taney County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What about your land value you have here?
The land value is based on vacant sales in the subdivision or based on values of home at a percentage of land versus structure.
Because I don't think there's a lot around that would bring $40,000 right now. You know, that's what, to the layman, I don't think there's one around. But anyway, that was a question I had. So my concerns was I do know that there's supposed to be existing legislation that was going to order reassessment based and taking into account some of these the many REOs that are out here, which have caused a downward pressure fair market value.
Yeah, and I'm responsible for that legislation.
That's good. I appreciate
Taney County.
I hope it passes.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think it will, but I hope it does.
I hope it does because we're in a real dilemma right now, and everybody's searching for, you know, for extra dollars. It's like you have a situation like if you get caught, well, like the older people there or like Chuck's, like Jim's parents, that house was on the market for over 2 years. And, I mean, it's clean. It's brand new shape. And these values of these homes have really dropped off.
But, James, if there is a major error, if there is a measuring discrepancy, we can't address that, right?
Yes.
So,
yes. Once he sends his people out and they read,
you know, I don't see that there's a major, you know, since we're talking here today, I don't see that there's a major discrepancy. I just think that in the future, I think when it comes around for reassessment, I think that a lot of these values of these homes and the lots need to be taken into account and adjusted downward.
I want to.
If that's the way the market's going to trend, because there's so much pressure out here right now, it's like, you know.
I was contacted by the state Friday afternoon late that their studies is showing that values should go up in Taney County for 2013, that we did not have the fall in the market. This will be an official letter coming to me this week.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of pressure the assessor gets under.
Another thing, too, that as far as you talk about equalization, there's another point, too. I see some homes out here that are older homes, and they're not. You might have an older home that was built, you know, quite a few years ago that they might have gone in and maybe turned a garage into like a great room or done some modification like that, but they might have 5 acres. Some of those homes have sold for as high as what some of these newer homes have, and they're paying half the tax.
Yeah.
So, see, when it comes down, you scan out 10 or 20 years, I've paid $1,400 a year for mine. Somebody else has paid $750 a year. They sell probably and get as much as I get out of mine or what will bring on the open market, which is fair market value. That's what concerns me over the run. That I'm contributing more than what a lot of older homes are contributing.
I'd invite you and anyone that, with your attitude to come and ride with my guys and go out and value property.
I mean that's great. Just you know that's just I'm a layman. I'm not in real estate. So it's just an observation.
So do we need to go remeasure, or are we just not going to remeasure?
We better. I mean, we've got a guy. We have a man here that's requested, and he says that the measurement's wrong. Then James can send someone out there and get the right measurement.
That'd be fine.
The living, square foot on the living.
Right.
We'll do the whole thing to see if we find out that we're wrong on some of the adjusted. We may need to go up in square footage or down in square footage. But when we go to remeasure a home, we'll measure its entirety.
Are you measuring base to base, or are you measuring out to the eave?
There is a problem with some folks believe it's living space only. We measure the outside walls.
Okay.
Some people will go in and measure their actual true living space from the inside wall to the inside wall, and it's definitely different.
Sure.
We all know that.
Sure.
But we measure hook a tape on the outside corner.
Okay.
And every house is measured the same way.
But not to the eave?
No. The eaves have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some do that, too. Okay.
We'll be out to measure either this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Kenny, if you and Roger are listening, Kenny, stay in, and Roger and Jimmy go measure Mr. Kirby's house immediately.
What's next then?
Catherine J. Clarkson. Katie? Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you today?
Everybody was really happy today. Got a little rain.
Oh, that's wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah. More, I think, than we had all the month of June. Well, I'm here. Mine's pretty simple and quick. I just want to see if you could help me on the appraisal on the house that we bought next door. It was over 20 years old, and it had no upkeep whatsoever. We had to start with the roof, all new flooring, everything. And we've been working on it since November. We like just a little yet, but my appraisal came in at $64,000, and for the assessor's office, I believe it's $70,789.
When did you get it appraised? Back in November?
Yes.
Okay.
Roll that back down the other way. Back down, because I thought I was seeing something. Oh.
You see that we gave $52,500 for it after some hassle.
So you're asking for 64?
Yes, that would be nice.
Is that the
anything would be appreciated.
Is that the value on the appraisal?
Yes.
I would make a recommendation to this board that they set it at appraisal value. Can we get a copy of that final number? I don't have it.
Okay. I mean,
have you got it?
Uh-huh.
Katie, I don't have it.
Katie, is it 64 even?
Yes, 64 even. It's by,
right. Motion to approve to assessor's recommendation of $64,000.
Yes, this was for November 4, 2011, which is...
Motion has been made and seconded to reduce the value of BOE number ending in the last four numbers 0001 to $64,000 as per assessor's recommendation following the appraisal. Discussion. All in favor say it. Yes, sir.
I've asked Katie to furnish that copy to the Board of Equalization.
Well, we don't have to say it as long as you've got it and you're recommending it.
Right. I don't have it, but, I mean, she's got to make a copy of the one page. That's all you've got to have.
Okay.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you very much. Okay. Bring it back in here or... Okay.
Tell her we're asking for it so she doesn't charge you.
Thank you very much.
Do we make a motion on that contract? That property in Falls Parkway?
What's that?
Did we make a motion on that Falls Parkway?
Oh, did we?
No.
No.
We did not.
On Kirby's?
Not what Kirby's, the other one.
Glacier.
We can't. Motion to deny BOE number 0017.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeal of BOE ending in number 0017. Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Kirby? Oh, he's going to remeasure.
We denied this, right?
Yes, I did.
That's right.
I did. I'm making the motion.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I motioned it. Okay.
Guys, are we going to make any decisions regarding those properties we have to go currently in either Branson Hills or Emerald Point?
We've already denied those in Emerald Point.
Well, we didn't the last three, which were...
We have earlier, and because of what we set last year, we've had... four or five cases in Emerald Point, and we denied those.
Let me ask you a question. We made a wide sweeping motion last year.
Yes.
We can't touch them.
Can't touch them unless there's some kind of a...
We got an opinion on both sides of that fence.
That's true, we do.
Both from the same man, actually. It's from Watsy's face.
Well, I'm in the opinion of what Jeff had recommended last year. Now I am. At that point, I wasn't because of the amount of sales that were comparables. We used anywhere from the foreclosure method of $5,000 up to $78,000 and come back down. I think it was 58.9 or something.
On Emerald Point?
Yeah.
We've got them set right now.
Yeah, what is it set?
69.
69.
His point was to what your discussion was about.
Last year, you wanted to lower them.
Those lots that
we wanted them down to 50, I think, is what we tried to get them down to.
But
yeah.
But the sales didn't represent that last year. What I'm saying is it's been a year of the same decline, and we've seen evidence this year of even lower numbers. So I don't imagine the average is the same this year as it was last year that we had to deal with. But we're talking about...
We still have to set it, though.
We have to set it from January 1st, 11. But mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, at the first of the year, I think that there should be a great big adjustment out there.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't go along with you last year because we had too many... We took all the averages, including the low ones. We had $10,000 lots, and we had some... $79,000 lots, and like James said, he had a $73,000 lot out there this year.
Well, it depends on who's selling it.
Right.
I mean, it depends if it's a developer selling it because he has a better system
right.
versus a second.
But what I'm saying is that I'm in agreement of January 1st, 13, that there'd be some adjustment out there.
Where you at?
Oh, we were talking about the
Emerald Point.
Emerald Point. if they can show any kind of obsolescence factor on the high lines, the sewer lines, or anything like that, I'm willing to work on those lots this year.
Well, then we did that last year too, Dan.
We did.
Well, I know we did.
I think you're going to see a slight decrease, but you're not going to see what you're expecting. Because I've got, like I say, I got 48 sales. It ain't like, and we're seeing around 55 to 60,000 still on those lots as a median. I mean, it's hard to argue against statistics, as the state would say. Now, we can pick particular lots and do something.
Who do we have next, Christy?
Morris Branson Theater.
Morris Branson Theater? Are they here yet? Is that going to be in person, or is that a...
In person.
This is Mr. Stone, by the way. This is Mr. Stone, if we want to take him now.
Mr. Stone, would you like to come, would you like to go early?
Absolutely.
We've got a few minutes before our next appointment.
Scroll fair and
let me scroll down to your property. I've set on the wrong one here.
Which one is it, Jim? I don't even see that.
9:45.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
Bottom of the page.
He was rescheduled from Friday or whatever day it was.
And my both of
them? Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I don't have an appraisal on this lot. Kind of like spending good money after bad. What? But
before you start, Ron, do you want to get a recap of what this? We've heard a lot of cases from Branson Hills.
Well, I assumed, Jim, that you had
right.
And
but Ron, you. Or James, we haven't made a decision, but go ahead.
Scroll out just a little bit.
One of the things I'm going to bring up is my lot, I never got top cap on my road, never got sidewalks, never got street lamps, I never got electricity. And I gave $120,000 plus for that lot, and... Well, you see what I gave. What the value of it, I don't have a clue. But I know it's not anywhere close to what I gave for it, of course, and not worth half that, I don't guess. Matter of fact, probably not worth 25% of that. I'd take that if anybody wanted to offer it.
Is it, but, Jim, is this one of those out there that we got set for 78 or the ones?
It's a golf front lot, so yes, it's set at 78. I mean, his phase doesn't have any transformer set. I mean, they literally stopped the top coat paving just, if I'm not mistaken, way before. If you're on Pinehurst, you see where Pinehurst Road comes around? Where it makes that big bend, it basically stops the top coat. So all those lots, would you put a mouse where his lot is?
Well, what I'm
all
saying.
All those lots don't have utilities, and it would cost a lot to get utilities there.
Well, where I'm going with this is we can hear this because of obsolescence, right? If it doesn't have, it would be the same as not having having a ravine, ditch, something to cause the value of the lot to be lower.
Right.
So I... James, or anything we do?
Well, what we have done, and what was done by BOE last year was there was an amount that was reached for golf course properties, and an amount was reached for non-golf course properties. So what you're suggesting is that we look past that to lots where they're not developed compared to, or where they have utilities and where they have
infrastructure. That, we didn't run into that last year.
No, I know.
There was no one said that they didn't have utilities or didn't have electricity or anything like that, or a paved road that I know of.
Well, but, I mean, I know you're where you're going, but I just want to point out that we're talking a large amount of lots that would qualify under that. A lot. I mean, there's lots of phases out there. They stopped.
Don't look at me. You got to set the value last year.
I'm just saying that it's not just his lot. I mean, we're talking.
We're seeing huge drops in the value of those lots for January 1, 2013. There's no arguments that'll be made to keep them up.
A lot of those lots aren't sold.
Yeah.
They're only in that phase, that particular phase. There's only, I think, maybe one lot
that aren't owned by the developer.
Other than that one that's sold.
Yeah. Now, does Arvis Bank own the rest of them?
I have no earthly idea. I
believe they do.
According to Huffman, they do. According to Arvis Bank, they don't. And I've talked to both of them. So it's hard to get an answer.
Here's where I'm at on this.
But Branson Hills Development technically still owns them. I think Arvis is facilitating the close. I was talking to Mark Williams not too long ago, and Arvis is facilitating the transactions because Branson Hills still technically owns them.
Well, see, what's confusing me is Arvis Bank brought in an appraisal on 69 lots last year and actually convinced you guys on setting the value.
Right.
Wasn't it 69 lots they brought in?
Mm-hmm.
In one appraisal.
Let me ask you a question. Would they technically still be owning it because of the...
Sid.
Because of the value that's established for developers as compared to anyone else?
Say that statement again.
If the bank owns the property, would the value be higher?
Lower. The developer-owned lots are all 20,000 appraised value.
Yes.
Is that what you, is that
what no, I'm saying if the developer owns it, I can see that because that's
the developer
county-wide. But the bank's not the developer, right?
Well, they've always been there.
That was my point.
I think that's probably why they're keeping Branson.
Here's where we're at.
Right.
Here's where we're at.
I don't think they want those lots.
This is totally different than the other ones we looked at. Because the road is undeveloped into the area, and the electricity hadn't been run to these lots. And for them to be extended, it would cost a tremendous amount of money to get electricity, probably run all the way around for those, because they charge for that now. I mean, they used to run them to wherever you had a home. So this is different to me than a lot that is in one of the other golf course areas that has power and has all the things, and the 78,000 is fine. But this one is different because it sits with no utilities or anything to it.
But now the golf course is completed and the roads are completed, am I right?
The top cap on the road is not. There's no top cap, no sidewalks, no street lamps, no electricity. That's what I've got. I paid for it, but I didn't get it.
Right up
the
road, where the road is.
We're just going to wait till 13.
But right there is where the top
we're
cap stops.
Back on those.
They basically stop the development right at that point.
So you're all the way up against Branson Schools then, with yours.
I'm pretty much. Right below the school or football field,
yeah,
baseball field.
Yeah,
guess.
There's the football field on the screen.
Now, Bob, is Augusta the same way? It's no top. The road Augusta. It's not top coated either.
No. That was going to be an access to Buchanan. We were told it was going to be an access. We were going to put a gate there for.
And that's all for sale. There's nothing there, is there? There's nothing. It's just big lot.
No, there's nothing there.
Okay.
There's nothing out here.
They didn't even put the street in. Nothing.
I mean,
They're designated, I guess, or, but there's not anything there.
I'm telling you, why would you own that lot? There's no road there.
Well, currently, since we started this BOE, we've held every, have we not?
We've held every branch. We haven't made any decisions on any Branson Hills property because we know it's a strange animal.
Look at all of them.
And I mean, that one was two down from him. We just saw, I mean, that was Monday, wasn't it?
Who owns that one?
Larry Richards.
Did that Monday? Right. No utilities. Same argument. No utilities.
On that lot. Can go back.
Yeah. He didn't say that this road was unfinished, though, did he?
Yeah, I think he. I mean,
if he did, I must have stepped out because I didn't hear it.
He may have been. But the unfinished.
Because he said no electric, streets, water, or sewer,
right.
Utilities at all.
So I was one of those.
So what I would say, Mr. Stone, is that we're still looking at all the lots. Every lot that's in red up there has come before the Board of Equalization this year to ask for us to reevaluate the values. And we haven't made a decision on any of them, mostly because of the uniqueness of some streets not being put in, some spaces not being completed.
Well, I understand. But I'm paying, golly, I'm paying CID taxes on it, property tax. I'm paying, you know, Property Owner Association the last 2 years on it, et cetera, and virtually just spending good money after bad. And,
right.
On a lot that nearly sale proof. You know, so kind of like the mouse in the trap. Heck with the cheese, you know, I just went out of the trap.
Where's the? This is not finished now. That's not even there. Okay. That's so this road.
Well, we'll make a decision on that, and then probably within 7 days of making a decision, you'll receive.
No, it is there. No, it is there.
Or
that's all there.
This
right?
I mean,
no.
Well, I just want to make a point. All those lots have gone down on a great deal of value. I mean, one sold for $9,500 the other day, and that's hearsay, but that's what I understand. Mm-hmm. One sold for, Jerry Boyd said, $25,000 that I know of. I mean, in that range, and some of them bring it, and they have utilities.
Right.
And roads.
Right.
And so, I want to stress my point here.
We totally understand. I mean,
Mr. Stone, we're going to address it. And as he pointed out, that lower lot just two down from you, we've got that on hold as well.
Okay.
We've made no decision on those until we can review them. If, in fact, we do make a decision to deny, you'll receive information from that young lady right there talking to you about the State Tax Commission. And they, in fact, come down here when they schedule a hearing. So they're who we work under in Missouri law, but they, in fact, will do appeals. We're trying to do what they have told us. I am 100% sympathetic with you, and I think that everybody sitting up here is.
And I assume this court doesn't have anything to do with the CID?
No.
Okay.
That's the board that they set up when they established the district.
But who oversees that?
It's the board members, right?
Everybody got to oversee them.
I'd say the Attorney General's office.
I think it's the Attorney
General.
I
know that there hasn't been any CID taxes paid on the lot, on the development, per se, this year. You know, that we're due in January. A lot of things going on out there that
those are that's
That's an attorney. Isn't that, I don't know who oversees it.
But it's a CID assessment, right?
It's a CID assessment that the money's supposed to go to the infrastructure or the bondholder.
For the development of the
lot. For the development of the lot.
Infrastructure, yeah.
I just don't know. I mean, I guess it would be the AG's office.
Yeah, it's not here.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
You bet.
And I appreciate y'all's time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we still have the 945 people who...
His phone with him, and we left a message on his voicemail. He may need to be rescheduled. I'm waiting for a phone call back.
Pardon me?
I'm going to see if we can do it by teleconference, but otherwise we may need to move into another day.
Here, let me help you. We don't have another day. I don't have another day yet.
Right, but maybe later in the month you said we could.
We don't
know.
Okay. Let's wait. I mean, if hopefully they're going to be here. They're scheduled to
What's
be here.
Thursday look like for you guys?
Looks okay. I know we've got three or four things that are going to be scheduled following.
Are they? Friday. They're lengthy deals too, aren't they? Presentations and stuff.
You mean the what tentatively is for tomorrow? Yes.
I'm talking about Thursday.
Well, we don't have anything for Thursday yet, except on BOE.
I wished you guys would request the county clerk. I believe we heard every one of these last year.
We heard the Ramada Inn for the Morris.
Yeah, and
we heard the Ramada
Dick Clark
Inn. I don't
Theater.
Remember.
They own it all.
Right, he does. I just wonder if we did we hear the Dick Clark Theater last year?
Yeah, and I think we heard everything.
We had it for Ramada, right? When he bought it. No, not Ramada.
It's called Ramada.
Yeah, he took the Ramada event.
Mr. Morrison showed up here.
Yeah, he was here.
Give testimony.
I didn't think it was for the theater, though. I thought it was for all them, the motels right around.
Is this the guy that had the oil company?
Yeah.
Jim Morrison?
Yeah.
What he wrote in last year, I thought was motels like had two or three sections, and one section he hadn't even opened up this year.
Right. I think it was just that.
I don't think our Dick Clark was here.
Well, this,
that theater, I don't think he.
I think it's all back again this year.
We've got three properties he's got.
I know y'all have gone to something else, but while it's on my mind before I forget, those lots out there at Branson Hills, if they've got power and stuff to them and somebody really wanted out, they could put a house on it. Arguably, now granted this is arguably, and sell the house and recoup their lot money. But if there's no utilities where they can't build the house and sell the house, thus getting rid of their lot, I think those properties do need some adjustment. But if they have utilities and a paved road, they can sell the dirt by putting a house on it and cutting it all loose.
How many lots are we talking about, Jim? And I know there's a lot.
I don't know.
Not a dozen. There's a lot.
There's lots of phases that were never, the roads were never even
created. I'm not saying it's not a can of worms to open, but that's the way I see it.
Because when you get into that, now you're talking about animal
coffee.
So are we going to recess for a little bit then? What are we
Let's
doing?
Stay in a recess till.
I don't show anything until 10:30. If the Morrison doesn't show.
Well, I
10:15?
Well, if they come in, we have to go back in. Right?
5 minutes, yeah.
Let me just stand in recess. When
I do know that their managers had emergency medical stuff last